Hi there, welcome to day 12 of the 30-day challenge. I am Anjana and this is my podcast, Adventures of Anjana. Recently, a week or two back, my family and I went to watch a newly released Tamil film. Now, the thing about the city that we live in is that it just has one multiplex, and if you know your way through technology and apps, you can quickly book a ticket very easily. You don't have to scramble around or anything. And so I got us tickets for the first day evening show of this new released Tamil film. And so there we were, family, fully settled with popcorn and beverages and all in hand. And the film starts. It begins with the hero, a fight sequence of the hero fighting a wild hyena. I don't have to tell you anything more. I'm sure a lot of you have guessed what I'm talking about, the film that I'm talking about. But that was just the start. 2.5 hours of endless, pointless, logicless bloodshed and prop damage later, all I had was a headache. I mean, I was like, what is going on? I really want to know where are films these days going? Which direction are they headed in? Because films for very many years have been a way to tell stories, to sway the crowd, make the crowd think about something, and yeah, basically entertain. But when did entertain become a blood gore show? Why does it have to be so bloody? Now, you might tell me that, Anjana, it's your choice. Who asked you to go watch this film? But it's not just this film. Almost every film that comes right now has some amount of foul language, bloodshed, unnecessary fight sequences, and I'm like, do people really fight like this in real life? Do you think if you ran a sledgehammer across someone's face, they would just recover the next scene with a few bandages? I mean, what are we doing? And the worst bit is that these films don't even last in your head. I mean, I'm a 90s kid. I grew up in the 90s and 2000s watching a lot of films at home in theaters, and I would say give me a 90s film any day over any of these films and I would be really happy. Yeah, now they might seem a bit sappy or over the top and all of that, but they had a storyline, they had some sensibility, and there was something to take back home from these films that wasn't just a headache. I recently watched, while I was at home working, you know, I have this habit of background watching stuff, and I was watching movies like Silsila, Jodha Akbar, Paheli, and I realized that these films, or films of these kind, allow you to breathe. You're watching these films and you don't always have to be stressed about who's gonna hit whom next. It's not that. You can actually follow a storyline, relate to one of the characters, feel bad for one of the characters, and there is something nice in these films. That's what I honestly believe. I mean, I'm a huge Kamal Haasan fan, and if my kids were to tell me, Amma, tell me 10 films of Kamal Haasan that I can watch today, then I have more than 10 films that they can watch and I wouldn't be cringing about. But imagine when my kids grow up, or when our kids, the kids of this generation, grow up, and 20 years down the line, their kids or some other small kid comes up to them and says, Uncle, Auntie, I want to watch this movie. Can you suggest? And what are they going to suggest? Bloodshed, gore, unnecessary violence. What will you be left with? I really don't understand. But one thing I know for sure is that to compensate for all this Damal Dumil stuff that's happening, there are films that are being made that are very beautiful in value. They look beautiful. They make you feel nice. There is some feel-good sense to it. And it does feel like you've paid your 120 or 200 rupees worth of the ticket money to watch this film. And obviously, you could always be like me and go back to all the old gold pictures of your childhood and just stay in that zone, because it was much nicer then. Are you like me? Do you have a forever favorite film that you would recommend to someone to watch that does not belong to this generation? Then tell me about it in the comments box below. I will see you tomorrow. Until then, take care. Tata, bye-bye.